Welcome to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable, the program where business and industry connect to share topics and ideas that move the world's energy. BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable is brought to you by Bingle Transportation. Bingle Transportation, moving you forward. Visit bingletransport.com to learn more.
Hey, everybody, it's Jeremy Osterberger with BIC Magazine. Today, I'm joined by Jim Craig, Senior Engineering Advisor with Chevron. Jim is talking to us today about an upcoming conference for the Association for the Capital Projects, Engineering, and Construction Community. We're going to call it ECC. Jim is an Executive Board of Directors member for ECC. Hey, Jim, thank you so much for joining BIC Magazine today.
Thanks. Good to be here.
So, Jim, ECC is holding its annual fall conference at the Gaylord Texas Resort in Grapevine. It's September 8th through the 11th. This year's theme and the focus is going to be performing while transforming, executing now, and evolving for tomorrow. So, look, the ECC has been around more than 50 years. Can you tell our audience about the mission of the organization for those that may not be familiar?
Yeah, no, I can. You know, it's been around, like you mentioned, for 50 years. It really is a group of owners, contractors, supplier, and academia from the capital projects community to really focus in how can we execute projects better? You know, looking at innovative ways, we do a lot of outreach. We also do a lot of networking in this world, right? So for us, it's all about, you know, how can we bring thought partners together? We want to be a thought leader in this space and bring every part of the industry together. So again, we can create new ways of executing projects so we can have better results, you know, and that's what we're about.
So Jim, man, you mentioned the thought leadership and a lot of that is the committees that are part of the ECC. What are some of those committees and state some of their roles and their purpose?
Yeah, no, it's good. You know, it's good to know that ECC board is really a volunteer organization. We're a working board, you know, we're the ones planning it as well as being very active in the committees we have, right? So one of our really strong committees we have is the Future Leader Program, you know, and it really is the sponsored companies can have some of their young bright stars come join our ECC Future Leader Program. And it really looks at, you know, they bring to the board of how can we execute differently? How can we develop differently? How can we make this industry look better than other industries, right? Because right now people come out of college, they come out with their degrees, they want to go tech. You know, they want to go here, want to go there, but back in the engineering construction industry, we're kind of almost left behind because we're not looked at as where people want to be, right? So they're really out there pushing us and pushing us to look at ways that we can actually do things better in that space. We also have another committee called, you know, the Academia and Workforce Development, and we're really trying to see how can we retain, develop workforce, and this can be from engineering down to craft, right? And we have some really strong people in this committee, looking at ways that we can bridge that gap and make our industry more effective.
Tell us about the conference sessions this year, Jim. Who are some of the speakers, and what can people expect if they attend?
Yeah, you know, you mentioned the title, Performing While Transforming, you know, executing now and evolving for tomorrow. Again, this is a continuation of last year. You know, last year we had our conference. It was virtual, very good success. And we want to continue the momentum from that one and getting our industry back where it needs to be, right? Back working again after this pandemic, right? So we have people like Ian Brimmer from the Eurasia Group. He's president of the Eurasia Group coming. Chet Thompson is going to be here from the American Fuel and Petrochemicals Manufacturing, as well as Emmett Smith. You know, he's kind of coming here to be you're in Dallas, so you need to have one of the Cowboys there. And so he's going to be there talking to us also. And then we're going to have some breakout sessions. Again, really, really focusing in on what we're trying to accomplish here, right? We have some breakout sessions on reinventing capital project delivery, right? We have a couple of them on contracting insights, one around, you know, around contracting strategy. And there's another one around how do you build and how do you create a win-win partnership for sustaining capital investments, you know? And so, as well as, you know, a couple other ones around, you know, how do you future-proof your organization? You know, we've kind of been through this. How can you make sure that you're prepared for something in the future? As well as one around industrialized construction, excuse me, around that, and really what are the implications of that? So really a good lineup, you know, and it really is a continuation of last year. You know, we had Performing While Transforming, and really now it's a continuation of some of the topics we had there and taking them to the next level in this one.
Hey, Jim, other ECC news, I would be remiss in my duties not mentioning, is the partnership between the Project Production Institute. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, something new's popped up. PPI is out there really trying to bring innovative thought to project delivery. You know, they're trying to look at projects through a lens of production and treating a project as a production system. You know, going back to, you know, looking at how we design things, how we fabricate things, how we move things, and how we construct things, right? And so they're out there being very innovative in viewing and looking at different technologies. And we thought it'd be a good opportunity to kind of partner with them and really offer some new education opportunities for our future leaders, as well as ECC itself. And really, again, trying to look at projects in a different lens. Again, ECC is about thought leadership. It's about bringing innovation to the table. And this is another way that we feel like we can do that.
And so, Jim, you know, are you able to give us an update in your perspective on sort of how the industry is doing, you know, as a whole? You know, shortly after COVID, we saw numbers in the range of, you know, 66%, you know, of all capital projects in our space had been, you know, pushed or even cut. You know, can you just give us, I'll leave that open-ended, you know, where are we now?
Yeah, no, I'll say that the industry is trying to recover. You know, I kind of take it in two ways, right? We're trying to get projects restarted. You know, we have big projects we're trying to get restarted, and there's projects that are just trying to get kicked off, right? You know, I think you'll see a shift in projects. You know, I think companies like ourselves and other countries, companies in the industry, are being more capital disciplined. They're looking at probably smaller projects, being more repeatable projects. But I do see the industry as a whole, when you talk about engineering construction, as a type of really feels like it's going up a mountain right now, right? I mean, you have projects around infrastructure, right? Energy transformations out there, right? I mean, I think Biden came out today and talked about 50% of vehicles are going to be electric vehicles by 2030, right? There's a huge infrastructure that needs to be put in to support that type of initiative, right? Yep. And then you have things still around data that's out there, data centers, right? The cloud technology, you got areas around pharmaceuticals. So I see the industry still getting ready to go on to a little bit of a boom, to be honest with you, you know, and it may be a very paced boom, it may be very structured, but I see projects still happening in our future and will be out there for here to stay for a while. And we got to learn as an industry how to deliver those more competitively and predictably. I use that because that's what we're using within Chevron, but that's what we got to look at. We got to think about projects differently and how we can modernize the industry that we're in and bring it up to the levels that are other industries that are next to us that are doing better than us.
Jim, any other long-term changes that we're going to, maintain post-COVID you want to talk about?
Yeah, no, I think there's a couple of them, right? I mean, it's always in the news around ESG and carbon projects. I think that bringing projects online more responsibly, be whatever industry you're in. It could be oil and gas. It could be infrastructure. It could be data centers. I think that there's a responsibility for us to do that in a responsible way for the environment, right? But I also think ways of working is going to change and be right around for us, right? I mean, we're on a Zoom call, right? Everyone's used to Zoom. You know, we've shown that we can work remotely. I think there's been an acceleration in digital technologies out there. You know, we have a lot of initiatives going on about how can we do things better in 3D? How can we use robotics? How can we use, you know, drone technology out there, right? And IoTs. And so I think the acceleration of digital to modernize what we're doing is here to stay. And it's something we got to get used to as leaders in the industry and in executing this industry that it's here. And it's going to help us transform our industry and make it more, competitive and predictable in our project delivery in all aspects of the industry.
You know, Jim, and hearing you say that and talk about like the Future Leaders Program of ECC, I think you're connecting the two very well. Perhaps some of these changes are going to be even more attractive to some of the younger folks that we do need to attract to this industry and in the long term.
I think so. I mean, we need it, right? And I think and that's what I love about the Future Leaders is they push us, you know, to think differently. And when I say us, I mean the older generation, right? And I'll say the generation that's been in the industry for a long time, regardless of your age and is used to doing things one way, they're pushing for us to look at things differently.
That's right.
Be innovative, you know, leadership, diversity of thought, diversity of workforce, and all of those are huge positives that will take us to where we need to be.
Well, Jim, let's wrap this up. Thank you so much for your time. I look forward to seeing you at the conference upcoming. Hey, if someone wants to learn about the conference, where should they go?
ECC website, the best thing, www.ecc-conference.org is the best way. And you get, again, a full line of the speakers and the breakout sessions and, of course, the agenda for the week. And I recommend going there and sign up, and we'll see you in Grapevine, Texas at the conference in September.
Well, Jim, we've enjoyed having you, and you're certainly welcome to come back anytime. Tell us what Chevron's up to or what the ECC is doing, and know that you're welcome back.
Thanks.
Sure.
Great being here.
Yeah, sure. And as always, we are most grateful for our audience. Please like and share this recording with colleagues. And for more industry news, videos, webinars, and podcasts, visit BICmagazine.com. And remember, everyone, it's what we do together that counts.
Thank you for listening to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable. Log on to BICmagazine.com for industry news and resources. Industry Roundtable is brought to you by Bingle Transportation. Bingle Transportation, moving you forward.